1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. It's a beautiful day to work around the yard. Not a day for the beach. A little bit cloudy side here in Winchester, Massachusetts. We are at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge on Route 3. And we'd love to see you. The doors open at 8 o'clock. I will be here until 2 this afternoon. So if you have any questions, bring them. If you have a problem with a disease on some plants or you have some insects and you don't know what it is, bring it down. We're on the air until 10, and I can answer your questions from 10 o'clock until 2. The phone number, if you do have a problem, call us right now, 800-259-9231. That's area code 800, toll free, 259-9231. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Jim on the line who has a problem with some invasive plants.
Okay, Jim, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have about an acre and a half of land. About a half acre was taken for loom about 25 years ago, so everything's growing up there now 25 years later. I'll get to the point on I have about 5 invasive plants, not including Japanese knotweed. It is sweet, autumn olive shrub, Russian comfrey, which is one of the worst, trumpet vine. I won't even include choke cherry or Japanese knotwood, but I've got a vine that's choking all my trees. It's at least an inch thick.
Yep.
And I think, well, I don't think it's poison ivy. It's a rounded leaf rather than the pointed.
Yeah, poison ivy would be, one leaf would be in three segments. So you'd have three leaves making up that one leaf, and it would have a point, would have a little bit of kind of a saw tooth on it. But what you're going to need to do, Jim, is if you've got a branch that's an inch in diameter, you can't spray the weed that's up in the tree while it's there. The best thing for you to do is to take a saw and cut it flush in the ground and then see if you can pull it out of the tree. Then once it comes back up, then you can spray it. Now, you can use a product like Roundup or Cleanup or Kills All. All three of these are very good products. Basically the same, just from different companies with different names. But Roundup, Cleanup, or Kills All, very effective. And this time of the year, June, July, and August, your weed killers on strong woody type plants. So these plants that you have that have an inch caliper stems, this is called a woody weed because it's very hard and it's something that's been there for years and years. Your succulent weeds, things that are softer tissues, are much easier to control. But what you need to do is wait till we get a day with no rain in the forecast and then attack that plant. And what I found that works really well, some of the towns, or you may have a well, and your water could be hard. And what I found that always helps to make the weed killers, the insecticides, and the fungicides work better is I'll mix my product either in a pump sprayer or if I'm going to use a bottle sprayer. And then I will put about a tablespoon if it's in a bottle sprayer or a teaspoon if it's in a pump sprayer of soap. Something like Dawn or Joy or whatever you wash your dishes with. But put it in last. Put your chemicals in. Put your water in. Give it a good shake to mix it thoroughly. And then put a little bit of liquid soap in it. And then shake it again. If you put it in first, you'll have nothing but bubbles and you won't be able to get anything in there. But what it does is it makes the water wetter. It makes it stick to the foliage, and especially weeds that have a shine to them. If the leaf is shiny, it's telling you that there's a very thin layer, and it's called a cuticle, and it's like wax, and it's there to protect the leaf. And when you get a weed killer, if it hits this cuticle, it slides right off of it, and it doesn't work as good. A little bit of liquid soap, it makes it stick, and it works a lot better. So give that a try. And again, a day with no rain in the forecast for much, much better results. Thank you, Jim. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ken on the line who has a couple questions about a cactus and arborvitae.
Okay. Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I've got an Oregon pike cactus, which is about 9 feet tall, and it's in an east-south window, and it's reached the ceiling, but the problem is that, and it's about 25 to 30 years old, the arms on the east side are turning brown. Just, it seems like down on the lower part.
Okay.
Really, really brown, and they haven't done this before.
Now, this is a fairly thick cactus, right?
Yes, it's got lots and lots of arms, and they go up, and when they hit the ceiling, they kind of bend out, so we have to trim it.
Okay. Now it's beginning to rot on several of these branches?
Well, it almost looks like sunburn on the east side, because that is the window that's the biggest window.
Okay. Are you rotating the plant at all, spinning it a little bit every now and then so that the sun hits the plant evenly?
No.
No, okay. And it's been in this window for how long?
Oh, for 25, 30 years.
Over 25, so, and this is something new that's now beginning.
Right, and we usually put the screen down. We have a bamboo shade, but we haven't had a chance to put that down yet.
Okay, and is this something that's just started, Ken?
It started a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Now, when you touch this area, does it feel soft?
I don't know. No, it doesn't feel soft.
Okay. Because, see, if it was a fungus, when you would touch it and press on it, it would be a soft. Just like if you had a apple and it was starting to rot and you touch it, it would have that spongy feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then it could be sunburn. And if you have a plant that's not accustomed to having direct sun on it, I've had that happen with plants that I've grown inside the house, and I brought them out, not thinking, went from the house directly into a sunny yard, you get leaves that change color. I did that with some orchids once. Beautiful, green, strap-like foliage. I put it outside, wasn't thinking, and they got direct sun, and the next day they were all sunburned. What you need to do is get those shades up. That sunburn appearance will turn kind of a gray, barky appearance. It will not revert back to green. It's been permanently damaged. And as long as it doesn't get soft and it gets mushy, you should be okay. But what will happen is where it was burnt, if the plant or tissue around it is still good and strong, it will change that burnt area to like a callus. And it will turn to be a gray color, and it will get very hard. But again, as long as it's not soft, there's not a problem. get the shade on. That should help. A little bit of a liquid fertilizer, something like the Neptune's Harvest, slow release, all natural, all organic, will really help to build the resistance for the future and will help to create that bark, which is like a scab that's going to heal where the sunburn hit that plant. Thank you, Ken. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester, Massachusetts. We'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. And if you have a patio and you want to put something that's going to be eye-catching, they have some Mandevilla. They're in 10, 12-inch pots, great big pots, so that you don't have to repot it when you get home. A trellis and trumpet-shaped pink flowers, absolutely gorgeous. They're normally $30. They're on sale for $22.50. Mandevilla is one of my favorite flowers. They bloom from now until frost. Or if you keep it in a pot, you can bring it inside, put it near a sunny window, and they'll bloom till about Thanksgiving. And they love to have hummingbirds come to them, and they are attracted. But the flowers look like a morning glory, but they bloom nonstop. That's Mandevilla, and at Mahoney's, all four stores, $22.50 for a big 10-inch or larger pot. They're gorgeous. And it comes with a trellis. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
Hi, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Brad Oakley. What you writing there, Brad?
An apology note to my neighbor.
Oh, what happened?
Dandelions happened all over my lawn. Now those fluffy white seeds are blowing all over my neighbor's lawn.
Well, dandelions are trouble. They don't just look bad, they also steal essential nutrients from your lawn. Luckily, they're Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2.
That'll stop the dandelions?
Absolutely. It's formulated to kill dandelions and other tough weeds. And unlike bargain brands, it has no filler. So every single granule delivers 100% food and weed-killing power.
Sounds like a surefire way to kill those dandelions.
It is. And since Turf Builder also feeds you grass, you'll get a thicker, greener Turf Builder lawn.
Great. But what about my neighbor?
I'd pick up a bag for him, too. With dandelions popping up, this weekend is the perfect time to put down a bag of Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
Hello, gardeners! Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 937 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, feel free, 800-259-9231. We're at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in beautiful Winchester, Massachusetts. The doors open at 8 o'clock. Come on by and say hello. It's like a flower show in here. All of the geraniums, the hanging baskets, gerber daisies. Now, if you want a beautiful plant to put on your kitchen table or if you have a porch or a patio, and you want something that's going to bloom all year, they have gerber daisies. Knock your socks off. 6-inch pots, 650, 3, 4, 5 flowers and buds coming. And they'll bloom nonstop right up until the end of the year. How can you beat that? Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Nancy on the line who has a question about landscaping.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'm calling to ask you if there's any such thing as I live in a condo complex, a small one, 30 units.
Yeah.
We have a fair amount of very nice grounds. And I would really love to find a landscape company that's enviro-friendly, like uses organic products and possibly doesn't use those blowers. Do you know of any such animal?
Well, I tell you, Nancy, your best bet would be to go to a nursery or a garden center where you live, because the people that work in the garden centers probably talk with landscaping companies like this every day, and they would have a better idea for your particular area. It's hard for me to know everybody, you know, throughout New England and beyond. Mm-hmm. But again, if you went to your local nursery and ask to speak the manager and tell them who you are, where you live, exactly what you're looking for. I'm sure they can recommend somebody close by that can help you with that. Now, the other thing that you can do, too, is call your county extension service. And it would be in the phone book. And, like, for example, I live in York County, Maine. So I would look on the York County Extension, and it's a part of the state government. And you just ask for the agricultural department, and every landscaper, especially the ones that use either chemicals or organics, have to be registered by the state. They need to have a license to apply pesticides and fungicides. It doesn't matter if it's a chemical or organic. Then they could give you some help on finding somebody in your particular area. Thank you, Nancy. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Frank, who's got a problem with some animals in his garden.
Frank, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
Frank.
Good morning. I'm calling from Metro, not too far from where you are now. I've been planting this garden for quite a few years, actually about 40 years. This is the first time that I planted this. Actually, I bought the plant in my own. I bought some lettuce. I bought some string beans seeds. And I planted about 3 weeks ago, and they came out beautifully. And yesterday I went down the garden, and I find all the leaves on the string beans are gone. And there's just some sort of an animal, and the lettuce also were gone. And there's some sort of animals, and I didn't see the animal, but I wonder if there's any remedy for this.
Yes. What you need to do is you need to use an animal repellent. Now, go to Mahoney's, and they can help you. It sounds to me that you either have rabbits or a woodchuck. And there are products that you can use that will solve that particular problem for you. Now, if you have rabbits and woodchucks, groundhogs, chipmunks, and things like that, there's a product called Bobex, B-O-B-B-E-X. And you can spray it, and that will take care of repelling that. There's also something called Shake Away. It's a granular, and they have one for small animals that's very, very effective. You apply it on a weekly basis.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides. Carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a wonderful day for working around the yard. It's not going to be a beach day, no matter where you live on the East Coast, but a great day to work around the yard. And I asked Ashton Ritchie from Scotts to join us this morning to tell us where we should proceed at this time of the year. Should we concentrate on the lawn? Should we work on the plants? And he's going to give us some help in what direction we should move. Ashton, good morning.
Paul, always good to talk with you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. The grass is growing. I killed most of the weeds and crabgrass. So what do I do next?
Well, I'm going to tell you about a low-down sneak that we all hate, and that's grubs. And I hate to be a downer here on this beautiful Sunday morning when we're going to get a chance to putz around the yard. But those grubs, you know, I hate them. I tell you, the reason why they're such a sneak is they work down on the grassroots where you can't see them. And they can sneak up on you. And if they're not down there right now, but they will be later on in late summer and the fall. But now is a time where you can protect against them.
It's funny that you said that, Ashley, because I was talking earlier on the program that on Thursday, we've been really dry in Maine, so I put my sprinkler on and I watered all of my perennial beds, and there was one bed in particular had a lot of perennials all in bud, so I gave them some extra water. And Thursday morning, when I got up, around the bed were digging holes about 2 inches in diameter, and there must have been over 100 places in maybe a 20 by 20 area where either a raccoon or a skunk ripped that whole lawn apart.
They were looking for grubs. They also they like to eat slugs. I tell you, those raccoons, you know, that's where they're working for you, but you wish they wouldn't do it in such a destructive way. Well, I think, you know, a lot of people just don't realize that whole life cycle of grubs and beetles. You know, you have, sure, we have the Japanese beetles in lots of parts of the country that feed on the roses, and they'll start showing up here pretty soon in the next few weeks. And, you know, they not only feed on roses, but feed on certainly grapes and lots of different kinds of trees and a lot of plant material. And they're sort of greenish, metallic in color. But then there's a whole bunch of other beetles that give you white grubs later in the season. Some of them hang around the porch light at night, and they kind of, you know, cluster and are attracted to the light. You have some that are brown in color. Of course, you know, as a kid, we always probably remember the May beetles and June beetles, the big ones. But all these give you eggs in the lawn somewhere around middle to the end of summer. Then those eggs hatch out, and the grubs start feeding on the grass roots down where you can't see them. And you can protect against that by getting the grub bags down now. In one application is all you need. And if you don't get it down right now, you know, you have a little time to do that. But the key is to get it down, say, before the end of July.
Okay. Now, in my case, I have all of these holes. I'm going to put down Grubex, hopefully this afternoon when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to water it in. Now, is there something else that I should do? I mean, are those skunks going to continue to keep visiting me?
Well, chances are, what I have seen is that once they come in, then they tend to, like, after a few days, they move on. But, you know, I've seen them go after not only the emerging beetles. I mean, you know, the pupa stage is what you've got now. You've got some grubs, but then they go into the pupa stage, which is like the stage you have to go to turn into a beetle. And they right. like to eat them in that pupa stage, and they eat them as beetles. I remember having a Japanese beetle trap years ago hanging out in the field, and the raccoons came and just ripped the bag down and ate all the beetles that were in there. I found the bag laying in the yard, and it was like the all you can eat buffet at the local restaurant. They had a ball.
They really did. So if we put down the Grubex, then we can take care of that. Now, where should we move after that? Once we've put the Grubex down, and one question that people will ask me: they've got perennial beds.
Mm-hmm.
Can they sprinkle some Grubex in those perennial beds? Because there's probably some grubs in there too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they probably are. But you know, the label is labeled for lawns, and we have to kind of stick with what's on the label. The active ingredient is used around plant material, but not in the formulation we have with Grubex.
Okay, so Grubex is strictly for the lawn.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, once we've taken care of the lawn, what should we be working on besides that this time of the year, Ashley?
Well, we're starting to get to the time where, you know, the grass has gone through that seeding cycle where you see the seed heads out in the lawn, especially with some of the lower-growing bluegrasses. And
right.
usually that's a good time to give your lawn a feeding. And you can feed your lawn with just turf builder, super turf builder, or you can begin that whole process of protecting it from the insects that damage it in the summer with the super turf builder with Summer Guard. And usually you can make those applications during the summer. That's a summer-type fertilizer that's perfect for your lawn at that time of the year. But more importantly, it takes care of the insects that you can't even see that can come in and thin the lawn out when you least expect it. things like sod webworm, cutworm, armyworm. You don't have too many armyworm in New England for most years, but chinch bug. Just there's a real range of insects that like to thin the lawn out during the hot weather. People just think it's drought, it's hot weather, but it's not. It's actually insects in there eating the lawn alive.
Now, listen, if somebody has a question on their lawn and they can't wait until Sunday to give me a call, tell us about the website that Scotts has put together and what they can find there. I mean, it's just, to me, it's really fascinating.
Yeah, so if you go to scotts.com, on the front page, you can click on Help Center. When you get to the Help Center page, there's several ways you can contact Scotts. You can send us an email, and we'll send you an email answer back specific to your question within 48 hours. There's a phone number that you can call us. We're there 7 days a week, and you can give us a call. Of course, that phone number is on all of our packages as well. 800-543-TURF, T-U-R-F. Or you can leave your number and ask us to call you back at a certain time. And one of our lawn consultants will give you a call back. And those lawn consultants are not sitting in India. They're sitting in Ohio, and they're waiting to help you with your lawn. We talk to about a million people a year, either by email or by phone. On the website, I do a blog, and I just recently wrote about Veronica or Speedwell. That's a lot of people get confused. Anytime someone tells me that they tried to treat their chickweed and the chickweed didn't die, I always know it's Veronica that they really have gotten confused. And that's always a tough weed to get. And I show some pictures of spraying it with the Ortho Weed Be Gone Max plus Crabgrass Killer, and it did a great job on Veronica Speedwell. So there's the blogs on the website that you can go to.
Okay, now what's that website again?
Scotts.com.
Just Scotts.com, as simple as that.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you mentioned crabgrass. We have to realize that it's June and that it's too late
to prevent it.
So
if you have some stray crabgrass that came up in your yard, Ortho's got a great product that I just mentioned, the Ortho Weed Be Gone Max plus Crabgrass Killer. And it not only takes care of crabgrass that is already up and going, that maybe you didn't prevent, it also takes care of I bet there's 250 weeds that are listed on the label. And Veronica and some of the tough weeds that I mentioned earlier will be controlled, as well as dandelion and other kinds of weeds. And that's good because you can just spot spray your lawn where you have the weeds.
Can you tell our listeners what they're going to look for, what crabgrass looks like right now? Because it's so unique. And once they know what it looks like on the ground, I'm sure they'll be able to identify it.
When it first comes up, it is a sort of a pale apple green color. And the leaves tend to be just a little bit wider than maybe as it matures, the weeds start to get a little bit wider. It's a seedling stage, then it moves quickly into a grass that likes to lay kind of flat towards the ground and creep along. You should be able to spot it, and it's easy to control now using the Ortho Weed Be Gone Max spray. And I think we've got some pictures on the website of what it looks like. I can't direct you right now. I'm not sitting in front of my computer to go through to check it out, but If you typed in crabgrass, I'm sure you'd be able to find some young pictures of the seedlings.
Now, if people knew how fast it can spread, if you don't kill the crabgrass now, and now it's really easy because the plants are small, they're succulent, and they die easy. But if you wait until July and August, once it starts to grow, how many seeds can one crabgrass plant make, Ashton?
Oh, gosh. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 seeds or 100,000. I can't remember after I've read that. And I've never really statistically counted them myself. But it's thousands of seeds from each single plant.
So, folks, you heard. If you don't kill the crabgrass now, and if you just say, well, I only have a few plants now, next year at this time could be several thousand.
That's correct. And, the neat thing about that Ortho Weed Be Gone Max plus Crabgrass Killer is that it's not going to hurt your good grass. So you can spot spray in your lawn, and you're not really injuring your good grass.
Now, if they use a product like that to kill the crabgrass, can they plant grass seed in the fall?
Yes. Yes, you
can. So what steps would you do, Ashton? Let's say you had some problems with your lawn during the winter. You had all kinds of dead spots. You fertilized it. It started to thicken. You saw some crabgrass. You spray the Weed Be Gone Max with crabgrass control. You kill the crabgrass. When could you reseed?
This fall. You would just reseed this fall.
Okay. And for New England, when would you plant the grass seed? In September, or would you start in late August?
I usually like to go ahead and get started in late August, and like to get it in by Labor Day weekend if I can. You can go all the way into mid-September, but I certainly would like to get it in towards late summer. And
okay.
When we talk, I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk later on in the year. We can talk about how, if you've really got an old, tired lawn you want to renovate and convert over to a new lawn, the steps you would take, because you would need to start with Roundup and maybe give it two sprayings along about the third or second week in August in order to be ready to seed by the 1st of September.
Wonderful. So for now, we're going to concentrate on getting products down to control the grubs.
That's correct.
We want to check the lawn for crabgrass. And one thing that I've always noticed with the crabgrass, when it's small, which it is now, you look at the little seedlings, and they're very, very pointed. And as you said, pale green color, very wide or broad leaf compared to the rest of your lawn. But look for that little pointed tip on it, and remember, each plant will make several thousand seeds if you don't control it now. Ashton, thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Always good to talk with you.
My pleasure, Ashton. Thank you. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting, where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Bob on the line who has a problem with his peas.
Bob, good morning. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I live in Dover, New Hampshire, not too far from where you are. And back about the second week in April, I planted some snow peas, and I've got big, bushy plants, but I don't have any flowers or any peas yet.
Okay. Well, it's still early, believe it or not. My peas are about 2 feet tall. I mean, they look beautiful, nice and healthy, but there's no sign. Traditionally, you're not going to see any signs of flowers for at least 2 more weeks. On peas, and you probably won't have fresh peas to pick until early July. We've had a lot of cold weather, and well, as you well know, you live in Dover, I live in Kennebunk. We're about half an hour apart, if that, but it's still a little bit early. If the plants look good, great foliage, nice and healthy, don't panic. But it's going to be a while, and once the peas come, you should have peas right through the middle of August. I was reading an article in a gardening magazine that I found during the winter, and it was talking about peas and beans, and it said exactly what I wasn't thinking. it said that the plant's goal is to make seed. And the more you pick the seed pods, which are the pods from string beans, green, yellow, Roma beans, or peas, the more you pick those pods, the harder the plant is going to work to give you more vegetables for your garden. So as soon as you see that your peas are ready, don't wait. Pick. And don't pull up the plants, and they will continue to bloom. But don't panic. It's still early. Your peas are going to come. I know you're anxious. So am I. And my peas have been in the ground about the same amount of time. Again, they're like 2 feet tall. They're beautiful. No signs of flowers. It will come. Have some patience. Thank you, Bob. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Erica on the line, who's calling about a rhododendron.
Erica, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning, Paul. We have some mature rhodos, and they are beautiful blooms, but they're getting a little not as dense as I would like them. When can you prune them, and what can be done to make them fuller on the bottom?
Okay. You're not going to have a real thick, thick bottom.
Uh-huh.
The bottom of the plant is your oldest wood on the plant, and those branches are really it's almost like a 2x4, very, very hard. But you can get some new growth. Now, what I want you to do is rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, boxwood, holly should be fertilized with a product called Holly Tone. It's a slow-release, all-organic, all-natural fertilizer, and it's a product that will do a good job for you. You apply it once in the spring and once in the fall, and what I use is about a good rounded handful for every 3 feet of height or spread. And I do it again now and then again in late August, early September. Now, pruning. The pruning is done after the flower cycle. If you prune it now, you're going to remove all of the flower buds. And rhododendrons, some varieties are in full bloom now. Some varieties are halfway. And some varieties haven't even started yet. So look at your flower. And when you see that the flower is starting to look dirty, starting to look tired, that's when you prune your plant. Because they produce a flower. When the blooming cycle finishes, then it makes the new growth. Grab your pruners. Grab your loppers. Cut them back to the size that you want and say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good. And if you're going to do a heavy pruning on the plant, then feed the plant a little more fertilizer. Holly Tone is all organic and it will not burn. Okay? I'm doing this for your own good. Prune slowly. Don't just chop, chop, chop for the best results. 800-259-9231 or go on the internet at www.paulparent.com where you can listen live.